Shalom Aleichem. Today Mishneh Yomi begins chapter 13 of Zvachim, the second to last chapter, Mishnayot Aleph and Bet. Hashochet v'hamale b'chutz. Somebody slaughters or offers up an animal outside the temple. Chayev, this person is liable. Now the punishment the Torah stipulates is karet, spiritual cutting off if it's done on purpose, and a korban chatat, a real korban in the temple this time, if it's done accidentally or without intention. So here he's chayav, he's liable, ala shechita, on the act of ritual slaughter, v'chayev al aliyah, and he's chayev again, another offering, on bringing up, for example, burning the parts or the entire animal. The Bartnera notes that he could be, even in one lapse of awareness, somebody could be chayev two chatayot, because this is two different crimes, as it says in the pasuk, asher yishchat, that he slaughters, va'asher yale, and that he brings up. And this is in Vayikra chapter 17 at the beginning. Rabbi Yossi Galili Omer, he disagrees on a small point here. He says, shachat bifnim, if the act of ritual slaughter took place inside the temple, the hell of a chutz, then they brought the animal outside and burned it, offered it up outside, chayev. That's when a person is chayev. And here he means chayev on the act of offering it up, of burning it on something, because he's actually, the offering could have been kosher. If it had stayed in the temple, it would have been kosher due to the shechita inside the temple. So now he's chayev on offering it outside because he's offering something that was kosher. Rabbi Yossi Galili points out now, shachat b'chutz, if the act of slaughter took place outside the temple, so this animal was never kosher to be an offering, v'hel of b'chutz, and then it was offered up also outside, potter, he's exempt. Now he's exempt on the ha'alah, on the step two. He is still liable on the shechita, on the act of slaughter outside, because that's shchut echutz. But the second part of the ha'alah, he'd be potter, shelo he'alah, he didn't bring up b'chutz outside the temple, ele devar pasul, only something that was pasul, something that could not be an offering. So according to Yossi Galili, that second prohibition about offering it does not apply to something that is not fit to be an offering. Amru lo, but the other sages replied to Rabbi Yossi Galili. They said, af shochet bifnim, even someone who slaughters inside the temple, and the animal's kosher right now as long as it's in the temple compound, umale v'chutz, but then he brings it outside and offers it up on a mizbeach or the like outside, kevan shotziyu, once he's brought it outside, psolo. It's now invalid to go on the real mizbeach in the temple. He couldn't bring it back in and use it as an actual kosher valid offering. So they're telling Rabbi Yossi Galili, since you have to admit that he's chayev for offering this carbon outside, even though now it's pusul as soon as it went outside, so the same would apply if a carbon that was slaughtered outside and was pusul right now, and then offered outside as well, he has to be chayev. Now Mishnah Bet is a related argument, but not related to shuchat echutz, but related to the fact that it's Rabbi Yossi Galili arguing with the sages. Tamei, a person who is ritually impure, she'achol, that he ate something, bein kodesh tamei, whether he's eating parts of an offering or a mincha or the like that are tamei, that those things he's eating themselves are ritually impure, bein kodesh tahor, or he's eating something from the ritual offerings that is tahor, that is pure, chayev, he is chayev karet, because he's a tamei eating something. But Rabbi Yossi Galili Omer, he disagrees again, tamei she'achol tahor chayev. If an impure person, the person has an impurity in his body, and he ate kodesh, he ate sacrificial items that were good to go, that were totally tahor, totally pure and fine to use, then he's chayev karet. V'tamish achol tamei, but an impure person eating an impure item, pater. He is not liable karet. Shelo achol eledavar tamei. He's eating something that's already tamei, it's already forbidden to eat it anyway. Though the Mefarshim and the Rambam point out that he's still chayev from malchus. He's liable to get lashes for eating something tameh, but he is pater from karet or a korban. Amrulo, the sages again said Rabbi Yossi Galili, af tameh she'achol tahar, even an impure person who ate something pure, and you say he's liable there. Kevan shenagabo, once the impure person touches this holy item, timasu, he makes it tameh, he makes it impure, so now he's eating kodesh that's tameh. So someone who's tameh would never be chayev karet, according to Rabbi Yossi Galili. So they're saying you would have to agree that even kodesh that became tameh before the tameh person touched it or ate it, the tameh person eating it would still be chayev karet. And finally, the Mishnah concludes at a point where they do agree, Tar she'achol tamei, a pure person who ate items, kodesh, that was impure, pater. He's pater from karet or a korban. Now, he does get lashes. She'eino chayev ele otumat haguf. He's only chayev karet for impurity that's in his own body. As the pasuk stipulates in Vayikra chapter 7, verse 19, Yishar kochachem tizkul mitzvot.